Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson. And first, let me say Happy New Year. I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year, and I wish you much success in this upcoming year. Okay, my podcast is When He Speaks Erotica. It's a podcast where I talk about relationships and sex and fucking and screwing and shacking up and all that good stuff when it comes to two people. Man and man, woman and woman, it don't make a difference. It's two people who find themselves in intimate moments or find themselves in love or find themselves in bed enjoying each other. And I'm doing it from my perspective as a man. I have no problem with women doing it. I just feel like it comes off a little bit differently when it's told by a man who have been of the world and have done some things in his lifetime. So, my topic for tonight is love is a resolution. So make 2023 lastingly yours. Also, for my question of the night, do men compare women to women in porn? So do men compare the women that they sleep with or the women that they know to the women that they fantasize or they look at in porn? And I'm going to say yeah. But I'm gonna talk about it when I come back. So please do me a favor, sit back, relax, enjoy yourself, do whatever it is you normally do, and I'll be right back with my question tonight. All right, so for my first question of the year, do men compare the women that they're sleeping with or the women they know to the women that they see in porn? And like I said earlier, hell yeah. Yep. If your man say he don't, he lying. He may not do it as often as the next man, or he may not do it as much, but he done it. Because there are women who may have seen porn or may have someone they work with, the work husband, and may have placed his head on the husband that they're married to legally, or the boyfriend that they cohabitating with. So yeah, it happens. Everybody fantasizes. Everybody may have changed out a face or two. You know what I'm saying? Put another face on the body that was up against them. So yeah, it does happen. Now, for when it comes to men, is it a bad thing? It all depends on the man. It depends on the person. If he does it all the time, if he looks at porn all the time, and if he can't help but just compare his actual woman that he's supposed to be in love with to someone who he'll never see or sleep with, it's a problem. It's a huge problem, because for one, you live in a fantasy world. And two, you're disrespecting your partner. And that goes for both men and women. If a woman is constantly thinking about fucking some dude at work, or some dude at the gas station who may come up to her and say, "Look here, Miss Lady, why don't you let me pump your gas? He looking good, you know what I'm saying, smelling good. And he got the six-pack, the arms. You know what I'm saying? Diesel, looking a whole lot better than your man, and you slip into that snake pit." Yeah, that's a problem. Because you're disrespecting the relationship. And there's nothing wrong with looking. I always tell people, there's nothing wrong with window shopping. Long as you don't come out your purse or your wallet and purchase anything. And what I mean by purchasing, I mean, long as you don't take it to the next level beyond looking, or even saying, "Hey, you look nice today." There's nothing wrong with a woman or a man telling someone they don't know, "Hey, you smell good, you look nice," and keep it moving. What happens after that, and if you cause something to happen beyond you saying "Hey" or acknowledging someone, then you're in the wrong, and you know you're wrong. There ain't no second guessing, there's no, "I didn't know." Yes, you fucking did know. You knew from the minute you saw the motherfucker. You knew from the minute you saw old girl looking good in those shorts with Juicy across her ass. I don't know what it is about when some, when a woman got a nice butt, she got juicy on there. I just want to walk up to her and say, you know what? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I've always wanted to, you know, come out of character and do that shit. But one, I don't want to get arrested. Two, I don't want to come off as a pervert. And three, that's just me. Mad disrespect, you know what I mean? But when it comes to men comparing women to women in porn, shit happens. My favorite chick of all time is Vanessa Del Rio. I done said this plenty of time. But Vanessa Del Rio, if she was in my age, if she was kind of like in my era, but she might be, what, 10, 15 years older. And that chick was bad as just, woo, woo, woo. And there've been plenty of times Vanessa done got into bed with me and no girl. You know what I'm saying? Whoever I was with and who was slipping and who didn't bring their A game, oh, Vanessa came in and what they call it in the baseball term, she was the home run king. You know what I'm saying? She came, she was the designated hitter. Cause she hit this, cause when Vanessa came up in there, the sex just hit differently. Maybe it was just me and my head, I don't know, but it was, oh my God. I can't even explain, I don't have a word for it. So yeah, men go through that, you know what I'm saying? We have that time where, you know, we just switch somebody out because something ain't right, or we may have been watching porn just a little bit too much, and next thing you know, that woman and creeping into our head, and then we start looking at our girl and like, okay, this, damn, she don't look like an old girl on the movie. And then when we get in the bedroom, you try to, hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you try this move? Let me put in your act. What? You want to do what? Oh, you watching them damn movies again. That's what old girl is saying. You watching them damn movies again. So now you think you can just treat me like a porn slut. Now you got another problem. Because not only have you disrespected her, she think you think less of her. So that's two in one. You know what I'm saying? And it might be multiple problems also along that comes along with that. But it's like you have to be careful and know who you're dealing with. If you have a person who's okay with you watching porn every once in a while, that's cool. But if you're watching it constantly and you're comparing your chick, and if a man is comparing his chick to a porn star, it's a problem. How have men been socialized to view and compare women to images seen in porn? From a young age, boys are constantly exposed to unrealistic images of body types and sexual activities. So when these boys interact with real life women, it's hard for them to look past what they've seen in porn. And, you know, it's something that needs to be talked about openly when you're in relationships. If you have that issue, or if you have that thing where you gotta have a woman who look like a porn star, you need to let the woman who you're trying to get with, a man needs to let a woman who he's trying to get with, or who he's with, look, I need you to put on a wig. Because sometimes a wig can do it. As much as I don't like weaves and wigs, in that bedroom, if you come in there, and I know who you are, and you got on a wig, not to say I'm trying to get with somebody else, or I'm fantasizing, but you add a different variety to the spice. You making it more than just the basic color purple when I come and get on top and you do my Mr. routine. You know what I'm saying? Because I can give you Mr. all day. But a lot of times I don't want it. I don't want to be that type of love. I don't want to be just the basic. I get on there and hum for like 8 minutes and I'm done. Go to sleep and eat some Oreos or watch sports stuff. Or get online. If I get off of you and get online, you already know. If a man gets off top of you, get off of you after having sex and get online, it's bad if you get online just to look at regular internet shit. But if you get online and look at porn. Porn after we just got through fucking, you're gonna have to leave. Cause that's the major disrespect. And I've known guys who actually, this was back in the day when they had VCRs.
Now,
for you young hands who don't know what VCRs, please Google it. Because it's one of the oldest inventions in my lifetime. But we would, he said, I got off and I put the tape in after we had sex. And I'm looking at him like, you disrespecting your girl like that? He said, yeah. I had to let her ass know. This is the first step. Now, the next step, I'm not looking at no fucking tape. I'm going to get the real thing. And this dude was brutal. He was one of them cats from St. Louis. He didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So when he said that, he was dead ass serious. And I don't know if it ever got to that point, but if push came to shove, he would have gotten off of her and walked out and got with somebody else. Came to the club. Like, yo, I had to do it, old girl. She didn't take me, you know, she didn't take what I was saying serious. You know, he was that type of cat. You know what I mean? So there are some guys who as young men, watch porn and can't disconnect. So as they get older and they start getting in relationships and dealing with people, then they want to have a porn type woman. And all women are not into that type of lifestyle or that vibe. They're not feeling it. They don't even want you to watch it. A lot of women get pissed off if you watch porn. Not because you're watching it and thinking about them, just watching it, period. They don't even want to talk about porn. Porn is not one of those ideal conversations that's going to come up on the first date. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to immediately think you're a pervert and not fuck with you no more. When a person says anything about porn or fucking, you know, taping, two people taping each other fucking, oh, you can best believe that person is looking for the door. Exit stage left. So, as young boys, you have to find a way, as young men grow, they have to find a way to detach themselves from wanting the porn star type chick. There's nothing wrong with that. But you kind of like got to groom your chick, or you got to kind of like nudge her in that direction, or just kind of put it out there and get a good feel and see what she says. If you get a woman, if a man gets a woman who's understanding and who don't mind giving her man that type of loving, oh, he in there. He in there like swimwear. Yeah, he can do some things. He can introduce a whole lot of tricks. A whole lot of different vibes to the relationship because she understands who she's dealing with and she's okay with. I think that it's unfortunate that men do compare the women that they're with to porn. Now, even though I've done it, I've grown. You know, I don't do it now. I don't need a porn. I don't need Vanessa in my bed. You know what I'm saying? I'm good, you know, where I'm at. So I don't need a porn star type chick. And now it would be nice if, you know, the person, you know, came in there and did some things like Vanessa, but, you know, it don't rock my boat. You know what I'm saying? I think from body types and beauty standards to expectations around sex, porn can shape our understanding of how women should be viewed and treated, which is kind of negative. You know what I'm saying? It's not the ideal. It shouldn't be the ideal blueprint of what you want from your woman. You know what I'm saying? Now, if a woman comes to the table with them, with those qualities, then that's a good thing. If she don't, then don't push it on her. Like I said, a man has to, you know, throw it out there like he's casting a rod trying to catch some fish. Because this is a troubling reality, especially when young boys and teenagers are exposed to it, you know, early on as young men. You know what I'm saying? And especially now. Ladies, if you have sons now, you definitely have to watch what it is that they're watching on TV and on them phones and on the internet. You have to. If you want your teenage son or your young man, nephews or whoever, to grow up being respectable, you have to pay attention to what they're doing. Because one of the craziest things to me is the rappers of this generation. How they have no respect. Now, back in the day, we had a few. Tupac said a couple of lyrics. Big said a couple of lyrics. Jay said a couple of lyrics. But today, it's just total disrespect. I mean, you can't even listen to, for me, I know I can't even listen to the shit that's out, the rap shit that's out now. Because all it does is discredit women for who they are and just talk down, bitch this and bitch that. And it's just like, ladies, if you are in a single household, or even if you got a husband who might be slipping, say, hey, we need to make sure this young man grows up and not be disrespecting women, not think that it's all right, and not look at porn and say, hey, I want my chick to be like that bitch on the internet. So we have to tackle this. We have to tackle this issue head on to create a culture that moves away from objectifying women and focusing more on the individuality and the personality of that young lady. And on that note, I'll be right back with my topic of the night. All right, so my first topic of the year is love is a resolution. Make 2023 lastingly yours. Redefining love and reflection. Love for many of us is a synonym for feeling of warmth and connected and being connected. But love can be much more than that. It can be a source of growth and self-reflection. As we move into the new year, it's time to rediscover our power of love, uncovering hidden depths within ourselves and allowing ourselves to the space to grow. Because by reflecting on who we are and what matters to us, we can make 2023 our best year yet. Take some time to ask yourself, who am I? Where do I want to go? What relationships need nurturing or healing? And which one needs time to heal? How have my values and beliefs changed over time? How can I stay true to me? Examining these questions can help orient you towards greater understanding and connection within yourself and those around you. Redefining love in our lives can offer more fulfillment and satisfaction than ever before. Dare to explore, learn from your past, and create a bright future filled with love. Some of the strategies and tips for 2023. Loving ourselves and those around us is a journey of exploration, one that takes time and energy to do well. We can never fully understand how to love if we don't open our hearts and our minds to the possibility. To explore love, we must begin with ourselves. Setting boundaries for ourselves and taking breaks are essential steps towards achieving meaningful connections. Establishing these boundaries helps prevent feeling of burnt out and allows us to keep an open heart. When setting expectations, remember that they should be realistic and reasonable both for yourself and others. Only then can you create a foundation for real and a lasting connection. Let your curiosity lead the way. Explore the depths of your own innermost feelings and the internal world around you. Uncover new ideas, and understanding those around us will make us form stronger relationships that's built on trust. Respect the process and go forward bravely. Love is a powerful force that binds us together and will be strong when used correctly. Manifesting love. Practices and habits. Does loving yourself come easy, or do you need a little extra help? When we lead with love, it can be powerful and healing. This new year, let a commitment to yourself and your relationship by manifesting lasting love. Consciously setting aside time and attentions for self-care is essential in order to create the necessary space for growth and positive transformation. Small amounts of gratitude and mindfulness can open us up to more clarity, compassion, and joy. By engaging in activities that bring pleasure and regularly reflect on our progress, we refocus our attention away from what we don't have, and instead savor all that we already have, even if it's simply being present in the moment. This new year, as we break old habits and create new ones, let us remember to practice radical self-love and kindness. Let us commit to doing the inner work necessary to build emotionally healthy relationship with ourselves so that we may be able to extend that same love outward. Let us always remember lasting love starts with us. As we look to the new year, remember to gift yourself with love and respect. When we honor our desires and needs and practice self-care, we open ourselves up to a world of limitless possibilities. Let us also remember to honor the boundaries of our relationship so that all parties can experience true connection and blissful joy. And finally, let us infuse our relationship with positive emotions that reflects a beautiful connection. These are the moments worth cherishing for years to come. Now, normally, I don't have too many podcasts or too many topics where I talk about self-love and don't include your partner. But in order for you to start the new year off right, in order for you to have a resolution that's not about losing weight, that's not about getting a job, that's not about buying a car, but maintaining or building yourself up for a relationship that you want to have with someone else, you got to start with you. Because every year you fail to be happy, or you fail to have someone around the holiday seasons, or, you know, shit ain't right because he didn't do this and she don't do this and she don't suck dick and he ain't got no money. It ain't always the other person. A lot of times it's you. And one of the biggest things people don't do is acknowledge that I am the reason this relationship didn't work. I am the motherfucker that's causing all this drama and ill feelings towards one another because of my attitude, my flip mouth. I talk too much shit. I always come up short when it's time to go out and get something to eat. My woman gotta always come out of her pocket. It's certain things that we have to self-check in order for us to have something that we think we're supposed to have to be happy, to have an everlasting love. We have to build, we have to get back in the lab and probably weld some shit. We have to reprogram our minds, our thoughts, our energies. We have to start with us in order to give the person who we want to be with, or the person that we already are with, our true self, the best that we can be. And it's not hard, it's simple. I don't understand why people make it so hard. I don't understand why people don't take the time to say, you know what, I don't need to get online to go fuck with somebody else. I need to work on this relationship I got here. This woman has been with me for 16 years. And now all of a sudden, because she don't want to cook, turkey on Thanksgiving, I'm going to flip the lid and start going online and Tinder or swiping just because I'm not getting what I normally get. Let me regroup. Let me go back in the lab and figure out what the fuck is wrong. Why am I tripping on some shit that's meaningless? And that's what I mean by looking into who you are, looking into what it is that you got going on, because it's not always the person you're with. You're the problem. And you have to, when you recognize it, and when you feel like you're ready to make the change, then you have to be all in. You got to go and say, you know what, I'm wiping the slate clean. I'm erasing everything from 2022 and 2023. I'm going to prepare myself for my partner. Well, I'm going to make sure that the woman that I've been with for 15 years know that she got someone she can count on. And vice versa, ladies. You got to, and I'm not really talking to the ladies because most women get this. You know what I'm saying? Most women come to the relationship, I got your back. I don't give a fuck. If you go to jail, anything short of, you know, some crazy shit, some you know, shit that's not morally right, anything short of that, I got your back. So you have to mentally, emotionally, physically, financially prepare yourself for the relationship that you have or the relationship that you're going to be in, that you're about to embark on. Because it's like, it's a no-brainer. It's right there in your face, and you see it, you understand, you know, but you don't want to do it because who you are. You don't feel you have to do it. You feel like you keep doing the same shit over and over and over again. She'll get it, she'll get on board. And when you look up, that motherfucker out the door with the kids. On a plane, selfie, you know, taking selfies, I got away from him. And ladies, if you got a man that's working hard, that's doing what he's supposed to do, you might have to do a little extra. You might have to cook that turkey dinner. You might have to put on a wig. That's all in understanding what it is that you need to do when it comes to the new year and having a new year resolution of maintaining my relationship or getting preparing myself for the next man that comes through it or that says something to me or that shows an interest in me. There's nothing wrong with getting yourself right, so because you never know when someone may catch your eye. You know what I'm saying? It can be in a fucking instant. But are you prepared? Or are you in that same year? Are you in that same mindset of 2022, 2021? You know, men ain't shit. He ain't got no money. Baby daddy won't bring me no McDonald's for my other kid. That old crazy bullshit. Get away from that. The new year is the right time to develop a certain mindset that you can maintain for the rest of your life with a partner who understands what it is that you're trying to do. Where it is that you're trying to go. Believe in yourself. Believe in what it is that you want. Achieve it. Go after it. Go after him. Go after her. And make it happen. Don't settle for what happened in 2022, because that shit is behind us. And as you get older, time moves fucking fast. Before you know it, it'll be 2024 and you'll be in the same predicament. God need to send me somebody who's going to love me. It's my time. It's your time. When you take care of yourself. When you do the work yourself. There's nothing wrong with God, you know, sprinkling a little help. But you got to do the legwork. You got to make sure you're right first. Before you want someone else. Or before you try to fix the relationship that you already have. Especially if your partner is not fucking up. If your partner is doing everything they're supposed to do, both men and women, but you still want to change some shit, or you feel like you need to get yourself right when you got the perfect relationship, guess what? Issue. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and end the podcast. I know this was a short topic, but I'm trying to, you know, go how I feel with the topics. You know what I'm saying? Because I can get a little long-winded sometimes, and I try not to freestyle on that one. I want to talk about what I want to talk about towards the end. So that's what I'm going to try to do more often. Get my topic off from what I, you know, the research I did, and then come in and freestyle what I want to say. I think that probably worked better. But like I said, man, this podcast is just me sitting on the mic on a Wednesday or Saturday night. You know, I've been doing some work and working a little hard and, you know, trying to get some things taken care of. But I'm going to still continue to try to do this on Wednesday and Saturday nights. And if not, it will be one night out of the week. You know what I'm saying? But it's just amazing how, 3 years now? And like I said, last year was my most productive year. So I just got to build off of that. And I know I figured out the blueprint. I got the blueprint. I know what it is that people want. You know what I'm saying? It took a minute. And sometimes I have to put aside how I feel for the better of the relationship. I mean, for the better of the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Because you need to talk about more men cheating. You need to talk about, you know, how women need to stop wearing these weeds. It's funny how some people that I know, they say, I heard the podcast, but yo, talk more about women not wanting to cook on Thanksgiving. They want to come up in there with some, this is it. I'll eat that damn, you know what I'm saying? So it's funny how, you know, some people hit me up and, you know, say what they say, but it took me a minute to find my lane, and I think I have, so I'm definitely going to try to stay in that lane and continue to bring, you know, decent content that people like and want to hear. Only thing I need from you, I don't need your money. I'm not going to say Cash App. Now, if you want to do it for my birthday, or if you just do and you, you know, hit me up, then I probably will say something. But I don't need your money. You know what I'm saying? And I don't knock anyone who does it for money, who does podcasts for money. You know what I'm saying? That everybody got their own flow. I ain't talking down. But, you know, I just got a certain vibe when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? But, now if I was big time, maybe, you know, I probably wouldn't need it anyway because I would be making money from sponsors and stuff. But, I just want to say, man, this has been a very good remedy for me to, you know, sit down and just talk. And get my talk on for like 30, 40 minutes. And I want to continue to thank everyone who listens. And I hope that you continue. And please let your peoples know, like, subscribe, and share. You know, let them know that it's a dude who talk about sex from his perspective and not from a woman's perspective. Ain't no type of where women just congregating amongst each other and just having these open forums that it ain't shit. Oh, I'm so tired of that, you know what I'm saying? But some of it's true, though. You know, it's so mid, man. God damn. These last 2 weeks, I've been watching news a little bit more than I normally do. We got to do better. Man, we got to do better. Across the board, ain't just black men, white men, Asian men, Puerto Rican dudes. We got to do better as men, you know? And I know my podcast is not going to reach everybody and everybody ain't going to be feeling this, but, you know, I'm going to do it because I like doing it, and I hope you continue to listen, support, like, and share. I hope everybody have a good night. Take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you later on in the week. Peace.